Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk with Dave Archer, analyst for Atlanta Falcons, brought to you by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. Raheem Morris, specifically, this is where I'm going to start with you, Arch. And we talk about, he said he didn't need or felt like he didn't have the need for a coaching change in regards to the special teams. Mike and I have been talking about it. I felt like special teams hurt us again on Sunday. Where are you at with what's going on with our special teams?
Yeah, it hadn't been good, Carl. And there's certainly grounds to maybe look in that direction, I guess, when you – and what they tried to do is they tried to change some personnel. I know you guys talked about it a little bit yesterday. I mean, you actually had a Pro Bowl player from a special teams unit last year that was on this team that he was sad. He was a healthy scratch. So they're trying to find the right mix of guys to cover the kicks. Now, I don't know that you can blame Marquise Williams for the guy dropping the football on the punt. There's a rule, hard and fast rule, when returning punts. It used to be when I played heels at 10, they've now kind of fudged that to heels at 8. Mm-hmm. And so that means if the ball goes over your head with your heels at 8, you don't go back there. You let the ball go. And for him to make that decision to go back and play, that's an individual selfish play where he lays the ball on the ground, puts our defense in a really bad spot, gives up 7 points essentially. That's not a Marquise Williams situation. But when you start thinking about covering kickoffs, we have really struggled to cover kickoffs, in particular on the right side of our coverage unit. And they've changed some personnel on that side. I think that the Josh Woods injury has hurt them some. If you want to start talking about, you know, how Drake London has affected the offense, Woods would be similar, maybe not to that level, but would be similar to what he brings to the table. A captain, a guy that's led you in special teams tackles, not playing. So they've tried to change some personnel on that side, but still doesn't forgive the fact that, you know, we gave up 10 points on special teams over the weekend.
Right. And coach basically put it out there. He's saying, hey, man, they were awful. You know, we played awful yesterday on special teams. We'll talk to Raheem Morris tomorrow up there at Flowery Branch. The other thing, Arch, I know this is, I don't know if this is even worth an argument, but I'll throw it out there. A lot of teams in the NFL, home or road, they win the coin toss, they're going to defer. And in this situation where we had the touchdown before the half, and, you know, we decide to, why are we doing that? Why are we going and getting the ball, especially as funky as we were on a tough track up there in MetLife on Sunday?
Yeah, it's an interesting question, Mike. You kind of, it's almost like the whole play, the whole overtime scenario, right? You kind of want to see what you need to do, or at least have the ball second in that situation, which you essentially would be if you lead the second half off with the football. Now, it worked out perfectly for you this weekend, so it really didn't matter. Atlanta went on a 15-play, 6-minute drive and shoved it in the end zone the last series of downs of the first half,
right.
Came out defensively, got a 3-and-out, and then Atlanta went on another long drive and scored touchdowns. And I thought, okay, we're fine now, because you struggled once you got in plus territory in the first quarter and three quarters, if you will. You know, that three-quarter mark of the second quarter, you would get in plus territory and then something would derail you. It was a penalty, stupid play, drop ball, whatever it was. It derailed you to where you couldn't punch it in. But then all of a sudden you got footing in that final drive of the first half, score,
get the three and out to start the second half, score. And I thought, okay, we've righted the ship. We've got something going on here. But then we kind of kept kind of stumbling over our own feet, no pun intended, to Mike Hughes in the play that he didn't make on the long touchdown. But I hear what you're saying. I've thought about it a number of times. The comfort zone there of putting your offense on the field quickly, do you try to, if you could get up quick, is that the concept there? Mm-hmm. Get your offense going. When you think about it, what's been the one piece of the team on offense and defense that's been maybe a little bit slow to get going? And it's been your offense, right? And maybe right. You're trying to get them going quickly, get the juices flowing quickly. It hasn't seemed to work the way you may be looking for, but I thought that this one played out for Raheem about as good as it could have possibly played out the way you ended the half and the way you started the second half.
Dave Archer, our guest, guys, analyst for our Atlanta Falcons, brought to you by John Foy and Associates. Kirk Cousins has been playing fairly well. Arch, do you believe the Falcons would seriously consider bringing him back next season? I feel like you have to prepare for the worst. I know he's under contract, but there are a lot of folks who believe he won't be here. Where are you at when it comes to the quarterback situation, what you've seen with Kirk Cousins?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a little bit more, Carl, as far as how he plays, certainly that's going to play into it. It's going to be a little bit more of what he feels, the blend between him and the offensive coordinator, him and whoever that might be. If it's still Zach, then so be it. I think that there's going to be a little bit more of that. How those two blend down the stretch here might have a lot to say about that. So I know you guys are talking about next year, and Mike's probably already made five or six draft picks for us after we get out of the first round. But there's a lot of football left to play. And I know whether it's good or bad or indifferent, you're going to find out a lot about some of the personnel, who should come back, who you might hang your hat on. But certainly right now, as far as an answer at quarterback, I know there's some discussion as to whether Michael will be ready for the regular season. That's right on the edge of when you probably would be ready to go off of an ACL injury. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's pushing the envelope a little bit. So you do need someone to hand the football to that you feel good about. And Kirk can go a long way to making you feel that way. And in all honesty, Carl, I think that in the two games he's played, I think he's been pretty good. Mm. His decision-making, the ball coming out on time, he's not throwing it to the other team. He's putting the ball on guys. I mean, you can't do much more than what he did in that final drive, guys. He right. puts the ball – Kyle's catch would have been tough on the rail route, the first down play, but he puts the ball on Sills on the dig route. He puts the ball on Mooney on that over route. I mean – there's not much. I don't care who the quarterback. You can put Matt Stafford in there.
Right.
I don't think you can do much better than that.
No, I was going to ask you. I thought, you know, it's the NFL. Make a contested catch. Because I thought Pitts was having a pretty good day. I heard you on the radio broadcast say he missed a block or two, but that's kind of expected. But it's just, yeah, make the tough catch. And Sills catches the touchdown, can't drop that ball. One last thing. You mentioned the Adonai Mitchell touchdown. Where were the safety help on that one?
Yeah, they were in cover four, Mike, and it's one of those deals where if you get I don't remember what the route was. I'm going to have to go back and look at it on tape. I apologize. I haven't seen it again now that I'm talking to you guys. But you got the skinny post on the backside by Eddie Mitchell, and I don't know if there was an inside route. That a lot of times when you attack cover four, meaning four players across the back end, and each one has a quadrant of the field, and you can attack that by sending – double inside breaking routes to the same side of the field, and that'll pull that safety out of the field. Remember, Atlanta gave up a touchdown in a game or two earlier where they pulled Watts out of the middle of the field with an inside breaking route. He should have stayed in the middle and turned it over to Jesse Bates on the backside. I'm trying not to get too right. convoluted here with coverage, but if you've got an inside breaking route and he goes flat, a lot of times that safety, that side, he's going to turn that route loose and give it to the backside safety, would be Bates, and then he'll get depth and help the corner with the deep route. So I'm going to have to go back and look at it, but it certainly looked like Mike was on an island, and he was in really good shape, guys. But, right. you know, 80 gears down just a little bit, and Hughes runs up his back. He's trying to look for the ball, and he runs up his back and obviously trips and falls. That can't happen. But it did, and it seems like all the things that can't happen to us seem to keep happening week in and week out.
Arch, Seattle comes in here. They're pretty good. What do you see with this team coming in and how well they're playing?
Yeah, the first thing is, Carl, you got to block them, and I'm not sure we can block them. Lawrence, Murphy, Williams, Nwosu up front, those four guys all have 5-plus sacks. So they're getting after people. They're doing a really good job against the run game. Teams are averaging less than 90 yards a game on the ground, and that'll be their number one concern. Obviously, when you look at the tape, and then Bijan went off in the game, their number one concern will be come up and try to stop the run. So it'll be interesting to see how we try to attack them. I know we want to get Bijan going, and certainly he's kind of the guy, the straw that stirs the drink. But it may be that you want to throw the ball a little bit more on first down for them anticipating run game and maybe be able to touch them up in the passing game a little bit on first down. But they're still pretty good against the pass as well, only giving up like 5 yards a play in the passing game. This will probably be the best team you've played so far, and they're playing pretty good. The one thing you've got going for you potentially is that Darnold does get a little bit greedy throwing the ball down the field.
Right.
He's thrown, I think, 6 interceptions in his last 3 games. You got to have some turnovers. You're going to need some help in this game. Get some turnovers, create some short field opportunities for the offense.
And before those who are wondering, Drake London, day-to-day, has a chance to play this week.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Thinking that's what Coach Ross said. And again, we'll get updated information tomorrow up at the branch, and we'll see you up at the branch tomorrow.
All right, man. Looking forward to seeing you guys there. Hopefully the dog is on the field. I mean Drake London, because he is the one dog on the offense that not taking any away from Bijan, what he brings to the table. But when you got a guy that's going to fight you to the finish, that's Drake London.
No doubt. Dave Archer, analyst for Atlanta Falcons. Thanks again.
Thanks, guys.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Dianaroga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crimehouse Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world. there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.